basically, what ignites the desire? Because I go out, I work and mingle with women. A lot of women around wearing tight clothes, yoga pants and whatever. And no matter how much I try to lower my gaze, I'm exposed to a lot of temptations. The Prophet ﷺ said, go home. When you go home and you satisfy your sexual desire with your lawful spouse, then they all become the same. You know, after you finish eating, what did you just eat? Well, I ate cheese and bread. I ate cereal, but alhamdulillah, I'm full. Now they're serving ribeye steak. Well, I'm full, I can't eat anymore. Why? Because you're full. So likewise, once you enjoy your sexual relation with your spouse, even if there is a woman in the nude, you're not interested because the shahwa is not ignited.
Quenched, basically.
Exactly.
It's quenched.
It is not about sexual discharge. It is not about hit or run. I just gotta get it done. No, it's about the love, the compassion, al-mawadda, wal-rahma, kisses, hugs, cuddling, saying sweet words.
They call it foreplay, by the way.
It is foreplay.
Yeah, we learned from you how to use, how to use these words.
So the basic idea
Listen
is to fulfill
this.
Each other's desire, not
yes.
to care only about
it's
fulfilling your
the
own.
Sex-